Let's take a look at what is happening in San Francisco. Because, you know, as crazy and insane as that place is, it always surprises us what they get into next. And so right now they've got an election going on. They've got the current mayor there, London Breed is her name. And I think that's London, I think was the first name. She, last name is Breed. I think it was London. Anyway, they had a debate between the candidates. And you won't believe what she challenged. They were able, in this debate, they asked the candidates questions. And then they say, okay, each of you now can ask one question of one of the other candidates here on stage. And what did the current mayor of San Francisco ask? Well, she asked the guy that is closest to her level of support if he could name three drag queens. And so then the process starts. Can you name three drag queens that you know? And I thought, well, you know, we could use the Jeopardy thing, but I think it'd be more even more appropriate if we were to use this. Can you name three drag queens to become mayor of San Francisco? And so we were talking about this, and it's like, oh, I think maybe we could. let's see, we got Bruce Jenner. We've got, what was one of the other ones? Was that? Oh, yeah, J. Edgar Hoover. That was my favorite one. That's the one that Whistler came up with. We got J. Edgar Hoover. We got Bruce Jenner. And then we could use Rachel Levine, or Dick Devine, as I call him. Oh, there you go. There's your three drag queens. Now, they're not local, of course, and one of them is historical or hysterical, depending on your perspective. Jagger Hoover. And this is the actual question. I'll play just a little bit of it for you so you see how this plays out in San Francisco. This is the important issue. Can you name some drag queens to become mayor of San Francisco?
I'd like to ask Mark a question. You were at the Harvey Milk LGBT Democratic Club and couldn't name any LGBT advisors to your campaign. You were at the debate last week and couldn't name any drag queens on your own. I was wondering if you could this is an opportunity to redeem yourself. And if you could name three LGBTQ advisors for your campaign and three drag queens in San Francisco.
Now he gets up and he tries to virtue signal. Button the coat.
We're not going to revise the drag queen question from last week. But what I will
say still doesn't know three.
I'm incredibly proud of the support that I have from our LGBTQ plus community here in the San Francisco.
Yeah, they love me here. And he's got some LGBTQ people on his staff. He goes into saying it. Unfortunately, he still can't name J. Edgar Hoover. This is the Democrat Party from the local level to the presidential level. Biden and his intelligence community, the intelligence community, folks. This is what's scary about the federal government. But of course, it could be also encouraging to see just how out of touch these people are with reality. But I mean, he puts people like Sam Brinton, who, you know, dresses up in this bondage clothes and has his friends on dog chains and stuff like that, and is stealing women's luggage. That's the guy that he puts in charge of nuclear waste. And then we have the people who are in charge of intelligence, and this is what they're doing for Pride Month. They are giving free trans flag manicures. Top intelligence agency in the U.S. is celebrating Pride Month by inviting agents to have the transgender flag painted on their nails to participate in a Pride Ally challenge. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, a cabinet-level agency overseeing the rest of the intelligence community, I think this is where this Rick Grinnell guy, who has been Trump's DEI pick that he paraded around and has been going everywhere telling LGBT people that they should be supporting Trump. Rick Grinnell, I think, was Trump's DEI pick to run the DNI. DNI run by DEI. My son says, that's how you know who the spies are. They're the ones with the tranny flags on their fingernails. That's right. So much for cloak and dagger, right? The cloak has come off, but they do have those dagger nails, and they're painted in tranny colors. For nail painting, we will have our pro team of FVEI. Y, rather. That's the five I's. Abbreviation. We'll have our pro team of five I artists. They spell that with an E, an extra E in there, who are ready to decorate you, ready for Pride Month, with the option of celebrating Pride or trans flag colors. If you don't normally paint your nails, or you have never done so, all the better. We'll do everything for you, and you just might love it. What better way to show your allyship to the community? As a matter of fact, show that you are submissive to them. Worship them. It's not enough to tolerate. You must celebrate, and you must worship them. And, of course, it wasn't just Rick Grinnell that Trump had. He also had, in his administration, this isn't just Biden, right? In the Trump administration, you had, as National Security Advisor for 22 days, General Flynn, who, when he was appointed by Obama to be the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, when he was in that position in the Obama administration, Flynn, as I've shown you the picture many times, he was pushing Pride Month, and he was pushing Chris Beck, who was the SEAL, who was who had, you know, for a short period of time, became a woman as he in his imagination. But yeah, he's now pushed back against it and said they pressured him into doing it. Said it's horrific. If they can do that to an adult, to a Navy SEAL, what can they do to kids? And that's really the lesson of all this stuff. You know, we laugh about how absurd this is. We laugh about how these people are so obsessed with their sexual obsession. How can they do their job? You know, how can Sam Brinton you know, look at nuclear waste when he's scouting out all of the luggage to see if he can steal, you know, oh, I like that dress she's wearing. Maybe she's got some good stuff in her luggage. I mean, it's comical, but it's incredibly absurd and dangerous at the same time. And I think it goes to show that, as I said before, national security is about their job security. It's about keeping them safe from criminal charges for all the crimes that they're doing as with the CIA and the FBI and all the rest of this stuff. That's what national security is really about. Let's be honest, folks. It's not about protecting us. There's no difference in the fraud, really, between the CIA and the TSA. The TSA is going to protect us on the planes. Oh, really? They said in their own documents, you go back to, was it 2011, 2012? It showed up in a lawsuit. They accidentally published the unredacted document for a short period of time, and we saw that they said there are no threats to airports or airplanes. They said that at the same time they were threatening Texas with shutting down all planes going in and out of Texas if they didn't allow them to scan and put their hands on kids and women and adult men, right? Had to do that. Why? Well, because they say so. Because they're going to shut you down otherwise. The TSA is theater. And it's not vital to our security. And neither is the CIA. Both of them are a threat to us. The CIA creating coups and wars that actually endanger us. They don't enhance our safety and security. They endanger it with all the wars and the assassinations that they do. And these are the people that are out there putting the stuff on their nails now. The elaborate array of Pride celebrations, all of which will occur during work hours. They're not essential, are they? Yeah, Trump wants to tell us that Main Street, small businesses are not essential. Let me tell you, the federal bureaucracy is not essential. The CIA, the FBI, the law enforcement people, they are not essential. And neither are these people who are trying to steal everything from us. These people who want to put tags on all of our cattle. These people who want to tell us what appliances we can have, what cars we can drive. None of them are essential. And they're not constitutional either. Mike Waltz, a Republican of Florida, member of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, a combat-decorated Army veteran who fought with the Green Berets, confirmed the authenticity of the document with the intelligence community. So these are the people who are supposed to be keeping America safe. They keep us safe just like the TSA keeps us safe. The Nails and Crafts event was held with the Pride Employee Resource Group as well as with the 5i liaison offices. And they point out, well, you know, the 5i's, the U.S., the U.K., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, five English-speaking countries. They said, well, maybe that means that they've also pulled in some foreign intelligence agents. Here's a shout out to all you people in those other countries. You might want to check out the nails of people around there. They might be actually a spy. The same event also featured crochet lessons for the 5i people on how to crochet a pride flag. These are the people that we're supposed to believe are vital to our national security. That nail painting event, which took place on June 4th, came just ahead of a talk from guest speaker A.C. Dumleo, who was described as, quote, a transgender, non-binary, first-generation Filipinx American activist and educator. He has a website called Call Me They. Call Me They. AC will lead a discussion focused on transgender, non-binary, and gender diverse identities and where we are today with trans rights and with ending discrimination. Yeah, I guess he calls himself AC because he's alternating sexuality. If only we had Trump, right? Trump is no better. Trump is, oh, by the way, AC, one of the things that he puts on his website is that he is dedicated to providing representation to queer and trans young people. Just like Sam Brinton, the nuclear guy, who worked with the Trevor Project, he was going to mentor transgender youth. This guy wants to do something with transgender youth as well, and it's not mentoring. Look, these people hang out with these youth groups because they're groomers. But if only we had Trump, the real deal, right? He would save us from all this stuff. Well, I talked about Rick Grenell. I talked about Mike Flynn. But Melania Trump will be hosting a second fundraiser for Log Cabin Republicans. This will be, she got an award already when she held one of these recently at Mar-a-Lago. Now they're going to do it at Trump Tower in New York on July 8th. She will be the headliner of the event. They gave her awards. And the last time when Trump was running in 2020, he had LGBT rainbow merchandise that he was selling on his website. And Rick Grenell is, his DEI pick is pushing this stuff everywhere. Psalm 144, thank you very much for the tip. I appreciate that. And may God bless your new business. Guard Goldsmith, good to see you there. London Breed, yeah, that was her first name. I thought it was London. Was a woman who broke her own mask and social distancing mandates to see Tony Tone play a club music show. Very classy. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's good, Guard. I didn't know that, but yeah, maybe she ate at French Laundry too with Governor Nuisance.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.